7726.
Hanging out with you coast to coast and everywhere in between, all the nooks and crannies. Big news today from the White House, the revised health care plan, courtesy of Obama. Does it pass the smell test? I don't think so. So far, pretty much the same old thing. Nothing's really different as far as that's concerned. In the meantime, the 9/11 trial in New York is still very possible, despite all the protests from the mayor of that city, Bloomberg, and also Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer. They say they can't afford it now at this point. So what happens in this nasty tug of war? On the Olympic front, wow, the ladies on the ice in hockey are going to the finals, so that means they definitely are going to medal. I don't think this is a surprise, but nonetheless, congratulations to them. It's exciting stuff. It means more medals for Team USA, and do they actually get the gold? We'll dive into that. The attack on the IRS office in Austin, Texas, getting a lot of play. Some people think that he's a hero. Do you think Joe Stack is a hero for slamming his plane into an office that killed two innocent people? A guy who had nothing to do with auditing Joe Stack. Did he make a statement and is more than the people who call themselves the backers of the Tea Party backing what he did? I think it's a mixed review out there. But you're going to be able to chime in and throw in your two cents on that one, too. Coming up, we're talking to a very funny Irishman, speaking of getting ahead, and he's got some interesting advice. But first, right from the get-go on ATN, one of the first things we need to get to is the MASH unit. You might have seen these headlines or watching your local news. They mentioned that Dick Cheney has been hospitalized with chest pains. You know, boy, somebody who always, he gets massive amounts of play for his heart because he's had so many procedures done, and he's almost 70 years old. They say he's resting pretty comfortably right now at George Washington University. They're looking at the situation. They're keeping him in overnight. He's been walking around and talking to friends, but, you know, he's not in the intensive care unit. But they're looking at him and observing him because he's had an incredible history of heart problems. He had four heart attacks going all the way back to 78, and then he was just 37 years old. He had a second heart surgery in 1984 and a third in 88 before he underwent that actual quadruple bypass surgery to unblock all those arteries. What a crazy list that is. His fourth heart attack in November of 2000 after he was elected VP, and that's when they put that stent to open the artery. So anytime you hear about Cheney going to the hospital, of course the comedians come up with a zillion jokes, but you know that with his heart he's a ticking time bomb for certain, but apparently okay at this point. Also in the hospital, another politician who was well-liked actually by both sides, Republicans and Democrats, Bob Dole has been hospitalized too at Walter Reed. Now, Bob Dole's condition supposedly stable as well. He's recovering after knee surgery. He had a bout with pneumonia they were concerned about. He's 86 years old. Remember, Dole goes all the way back to World War II. He was a vet. He actually overcame serious injuries. People forget this, to go on to his career in politics. And at one point, remember, he was the presidential nominee in 96, but lost to Bill Clinton. And it was right after that when he said, forget this, and retired from office after serving in the Senate. He was a guy who was around for, man, 25 years. So a couple of quick hospital notes there. It's been a rash of that lately with politicians. You just had the procedure with Bill Clinton and now these two, but both of them to make certain, because I actually saw somebody who must have muffed up something that they were trying to write. Cheney Hospital Serious Heart. I thought they, originally I thought that they had said he had died, but no, he did not die. He's just in the hospital for observation. I also mentioned the deal about the Olympics, and of course in sports shorts we'll dive more into this. But when we talked to Tom Hackett, the doctor for the snowboarding team, in our previous show, he had been to the game, and I asked him what it was like in Vancouver as far as the U.S. men's hockey team and, you know, the fact that they beat the Canadians and how the women were doing. And it is kind of there has he said it was quieter, but it wasn't like morgue. But apparently the U.S. really has silenced a lot of the fans in downtown Vancouver because, you know, in Canada, hockey rules. And not that there are plenty of us in the U.S. don't think that what the Americans are doing is incredible and aren't 100% behind them and aren't screaming in our living rooms. But, of course, there's probably yet less fans from the U.S. that happen to be there in Vancouver. So it is a little bit more subdued from what I understand. I talked to somebody there today, and they said, yeah, the Canadians were not happy to be ousted by the Americans. Make no mistake, they give credit to Ryan Miller and the Nets and also to the rest of Team USA, but they're not excited that they have to win four in a row to even have that shot at gold. They still could medal, they could still get gold, but they don't have that break in between. And the momentum seems to have certainly gone the way of the U.S. team. There are other teams that stand in the way, and we'll talk about that, like the Russians, for example, and the Swedes are a team that would be very tough to deal with. But I think the biggest thing that we're going to focus on in this first hour on America Tonight, at least one of them, is the fact that the Senate advanced the jobs bill with, check this out, five Republicans. Yeah, five Republicans. They pushed the $15 billion job creation bill forward, roll it down that hill, so it would give businesses a tax break for hiring the unemployed. You know, there's all this conversation about what's going to happen with jobless benefits. There are people who have been on unemployment for a while, and this is a huge move, especially the Republicans who jumped ship and went to the other side. One of them, Scott Brown, the newly elected senator from Massachusetts, already breaking ranks and reaching across the aisle. He said he would do that. He said he's gonna look at things with a clear eye, and if he feels like it's not the right way to go, he would definitely go against his party's wishes. And he did that. You know what the vote was? 62-30. Just one Democrat didn't support it, and you had the extra Republican pad there. And the four-pronged bill basically would exempt employers from Social Security payroll taxes on anybody new they hire who were unemployed. It would also extend a tax break for businesses that spend some do-re-mi on capital investments like equipment stuff. And it would expand the use of the Build American Bonds program, and that goes back to the states and all those local folks, the local municipalities, funding some of those construction projects. This is huge news on Senator Scott Brown and the four other Republicans who said, yeah, I'm going to vote for that. How about it? Will it do any good? I think the tax breaks will be great for businesses, and I think there's some incentive there, certainly. We're going to get some more incentive from an Irishman next here on America Tonight.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Tonight, do you find yourself unemployed and looking for a gig? And man, there is no gold watch anymore at the end of the rainbow. What does that mean? I say this all the time. You got to get creative, think out of the box, and get off your rear ends. Who better to motivate us than an Irishman? Hey, St. Patrick's Day is coming up around the corner. I'm going to be in New York City for the big parade. I can't wait. Connor Kinnean is a funny guy, a motivational speaker, and we are thrilled to have him on ATN. Hey, how are you doing, Connor?
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me on, and hope you're having a good night talking to all of America. I'm in Chicago at the moment.
I know. I heard it. I got your note earlier in the day where you said you were putting on your comfy slippers, I think, as it were, right?
That's right. Yeah, I've got my cup of cocoa and my slippers here now at the moment, getting ready to talk to you.
Hey, you know what? It's so true. People are, I think people get kind of dispirited and almost hardened sometimes when they're looking for jobs and they're combing through websites and they're trying to figure out what am I going to do. How can you, I mean, this is what you do for a living. You make people laugh and you try to get them motivated. How do you stay motivated, Connor, when you're out there looking?
Well, I mean, it really is very, very difficult. I'm not going to minimize the problems at all. And, Kate, the people who are in job search now, and if they've been in job search for 3, 4, or 5 months, there's bound to be times when they felt really sad and down and literally depressed, just wanting to cry and feeling lonely and unwanted. But, I mean, you can't have that kind of an attitude when you're walking into the interview. And what I try and provide for people in the programs that I do is that I've got this concept called SheafGab, the world. And SheafGab, I tell my audiences, is the Irish word for do it or make it happen. Hence, you can SheafGab the world. You can do it or you can make it happen. And it's SHIFCAP is also the acronym for the 8 building blocks to making it happen. Now, a few people have actually said to me, Conor, SHIFCAP doesn't really sound like an Irish word. And I say, well, it's an Irish word and that it was created by an Irish man, myself. But what it is, though, it's 8 building blocks to help people through a really tough time. And it gives people advice as to how to put, for instance, the first building block is structure. And human beings absolutely need structure in their life. They can't exist without it. And what happens, job seekers, a lot of the time, Kate, is they lose structure. They kind of, they lose their previous position. Now they wake up on Monday morning, what am I going to do? And by Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, they're on their emails for half the day, and then they're wondering, what else am I going to do? You've got to try and get structure back into your day and into your week. And if you can do that, you're on the road at least to staying some way upbeat and being able to walk into the interview, I say, 12 foot tall and bulletproof.
Yeah, I like that. SHIFCAP, I have to remember that. Because, you know, like, I'm third generation Irish, but full Irish, I just want you to know, Catherine, Shana, Fitzgerald, Delaney. And people are always asking me if I know Gaelic. I'm like, are you kidding? I grew up in New Jersey. We speak a foreign language, but it's not Gaelic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can get away with it here. And when I say sheep, God, the world, do it, make it happen. But my Irish buddies give me hell and they say, Conor, you've got too much blarney in you altogether.
Do you think, now, it's interesting, things have changed in the world of getting a job because it's not the old-fashioned way to knock down the doors. Like I mentioned in the beginning, people are combing the Internet. They're doing this thing called Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're on LinkedIn. Do you think you have to go that way with technology, right? We got to go that way, even if we have to be drugged there?
You know what? I do, and I've changed my mind on this in the last couple of years. I was telling, let's take just two distinct markets at the moment, baby boomers and the Gen X, Gen Y. I was telling baby boomers up to recently that you needed to understand LinkedIn and Facebook so that you didn't come across as being a dinosaur to that kind of 31-year-old recruitment manager who kind of knows that you're, you know, so totally old. But it's more than that now. LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, believe it or not, can really help the job seeker. And there's actually one really good website for people who use Twitter. And it's a website called tweetmyjobs.com. tweetmyjobs.com. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening, if you're a 51-year-old mid-level exec now who thinks that Twitter is for the birds, of course it probably is, I'm sure. what I really suggest is you sign up for Twitter. Now, you don't have to get involved in your 140-character messages and accept goofball comments about that someone's having a cup of coffee down in Starbucks or something like that. Sign up for our Twitter, and then sign up for this tweetmyjobs.com. And what's actually happening, Kate, is that companies like McDonald's, IBM, Siemens, Abbott, etc., are posting jobs on Twitter. And they say, let's say it's a marketing director. Marketing director, Abbott Laboratories, will appear on the Twitter Tweet My Jobs. You just click that link, and it'll take you then directly to the company website where you apply for it.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to write that. I'm going to steal that from you and write that on my website. Irish can steal, too, just so you know. Hey, we've got we want to let you know that I got that email from you earlier today, and I laughed my head off. I should tell everybody, with your humor, you were Mr. Chicago Toastmasters Humorous Speaker of the Year just a couple of years ago. And I want them to hear this bit that you sent me. The whole thing was funny, by the way, Conor.
Thank you.
Know. But you did this part on San Quentin, so we're going to roll that now and let the audience hear it.
Okay.
It got me thinking that if it is that difficult to introduce a customer service culture in a commercial environment, what would it be like if you introduced it into some place like San Quentin Penitentiary? I think it might go something like this. Our new inmate in chains will shuffle up to the reception desk. Well, the first thing that he will see is the new mission statement. The mission statement reads, "We are dedicated to your security." We We're dedicated to your security. Your freedom is our number one concern.
Very, very, very funny. How did you get into, how did you start this whole thing with all these nicknames? You're the Irish Dilbert and you're using your brogue and all your Irishness all over the place. How did you get into this? How did you get into the whole motivational thing and speaking and whatnot?
What originally happened, Kate, was I came over here. I was working with a company called Best Foods, Hellman's Mayonnaise. You'd know them, our Best Foods Mayonnaise. That would be their key brand. And I was marketing director with them. After they were taken over by another company, I was asked to go back to Rotterdam in Holland for a European position. I said, told the company to get stuff. They told me get stuff. So we had a mutual stuffing kind of thing. I just decided to do my own thing. Initially, I was doing some consulting work, and I was being asked more and more to do speaking around conferences and events. And eventually, I morphed into this Irishman Speaks, which is my brand name and my website name. And I do good business material, but I throw a lot of Irish blarney and BS into it. And by the way, BS stands for breakthrough strategy. It couldn't mean anything else.
I love that. A breakthrough strategy. That's great.
Right. So that's how I get into it. But I kind of, because I was actually in transition myself for a while, a number of years ago, I've kept very close to it. And I just enjoy speaking to people in job search. There's no money in speaking to people in job search, if anyone is thinking of doing that. But it's really helpful for me, and I give back to the community, and I get a buzz when I just realize I'm lifting people's spirits and giving them good advice with the sheaf gap concept as well.
All right, I love it. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Will you join us again in the future, Connor?
I'm more than happy to, Kate. I really enjoyed the interview, and I'd love to speak to you at any stage, because there's some really good messages in that sheaf gap concept that will help people in the job search process.
Excellent. Connor, thank you, and hopefully we've motivated some people. Connor Kinnean, you have a good one.
Thank you. Okay, take care. Have a good night. Bye. Bye.
Thank you. All right, he's Chief Gab. You got to love that, right? That's like a word. Just do it, sort of like Nike, but only it's the Irish version. And I could tell you his routine. I listened to the whole routine. It was rip-roaring funny. It's just a brogue mixed with all of the little things that he's telling you there. And he's right. It's that whole motivational thing. If anything, definitely take out tweetmyjobs.com if you're looking, you're cruising around looking for a gig. Go there. Join us on the flip side. Lots more to come your way in Odds and Ends.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold,
IRAs. They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Talking, I think, has to go to Eric Holder, the Attorney General. When we go back and we check the headlines or odds and ends from across the country, big story, Zazi, remember him, the jihadist nut, the former Denver airport shuttle driver who admitted on Monday he had a plot to bomb the subways in New York City. He says he was recruited by Al-Qaeda in Pakistan for this martyrdom plan against the U.S. So he was building bombs, getting them ready, and wanted to do that, saying he was going to sacrifice himself to bring attention to what the U.S. military was doing to civilians in Afghanistan. That's what he said this time around when he stood before a judge in Brooklyn. So he faces life in prison. He'll be sentenced on a day in June, in early June, now that all of this is out about Zazi. He went to Pakistan in 2008 to join the Taliban and fight against the U.S. military. He was recruited by the terrorist network, he says, and went into a training camp. So then he admitted that he was building homemade explosives. He went to the beauty supply store, got the stuff he needed in Denver, and cooked up a whole bunch of stuff in a Colorado hotel room. Then he was driving them across country to New York City to have this happen just before the 8th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. He got rid of the explosive once he got into New York. And he said the terrorism plot was definitely aimed at the subway system, but he wouldn't talk about a specific target in all of that. So, you know, I mean, look, he made his plea. I'm sure that he'll get life in prison. At the time of his arrest, Attorney General Holder called the case the most serious terrorism threat since September 11, 2001. Of course, now you could debate that with the Christmas Day bomber, Abdullah Muttalib, who was a couple of clicks of a lighter away from blowing up a plane. And I guess Zazi's father was charged earlier in the month with trying to get rid of chemicals and some of the other evidence. They cut him some kind of a break. But it's interesting, the Zazi situation. Zazi, a friend of Zazi's, a New York cab driver, was jailed without bail on a similar charge to what Zazi had. And that was a lying charge. Because what happened there is they were talking about lying to the FBI about a phone contact and what ultimately this cab driver had in common with Zazi. Because one of the people said that Zazi, one of the things he talked about is he told prosecutors that he made about 2 pounds of this unstable explosive stuff called TAPT is what they call it. And he bought the acetone, which is the nail polish remover, and all the other ingredients you need to make this stuff. And it's the same kind of explosive that was used by Richard Reed. Remember, he was the shoe bomber guy, and he was hoping to carry out in his own bombing back in, what was it, 2000 and something, 2001. And the terrorists who did the London bombings in 2005, it was the same thing that they used, and that sadly killed 52 people. So here's the bottom line. Now the Attorney General is holding this up as an example of, okay, look, this worked well. Boom, he faced the music. He's going to get charged, or he got charged. He pled, and now he gets sentenced, and that's the end of him. This is what can happen with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others, which I think is a whole different ball of wax, because you're talking about 9/11 in itself. How it would raise the fears of the people in New York, plus the bottom line is the cost would be outrageous. I still hope that they do move ultimately. Holder and Barack Obama decide that they're going to move this someplace else, but then the problem is, okay, who else wants this trial? It should have never, especially those people, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others, it should have never happened. It's a war situation. Come on, what do you want to call them? War criminals. Is that not fair to say? Am I missing something in this equation? You might look at it from a different point of view. Remember, you can always disagree, but you can throw in your 2 cents, and that's how you get to disagree. 800-259-5791. There are a slew of other things happening to catch you up on that's worth digging back into the till to talk about. So I just disagree with the AG. I don't think he should be in that position, and this is just another example of why Eric Holder fumbles the ball when he gets it. He messed up with the whole CIA thing, and now it would be a gigantic mess up, I think, if you do the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others accused, the accused accomplishes, easy for me to say, accomplices, there we go, that would be tried in New York. But I've said that and talked about that way too many times here on the show. It's pretty crystal clear what I think. Then we move along to this other crazy story that we talked about, I don't know, a couple of days ago. And this ultimately is the blunder of all blunders when it comes to a school. Remember, we were talking about the laptop computers that had the webcams inside the students' homes. So they got these nice Apple computers, and then they could be activated remotely, the webcams. And what the school district said is that they were using it just in case they lost or had stolen laptops, and, you know, that they had to know where they were, and that's why this happened. So the school district accused of switching on the laptop computer webcams inside the home says it never, ever, ever, they keep coming out and saying this. I don't know why they're trying to convince everyone. They never use the webcam images at all to monitor or even discipline the kids, and that it's not being portrayed out there accurately. Now, this is like day 4 that they've been talking about this, and it's too late because they're been lawsuits that have been filed as a result of this. 2,300 students at the high schools get these laptops, and then you got these technology folks that can turn them on whenever they want to. And that's the bottom line. I mean, this is crossing the line. How could they do this? Track the laptops? I mean, could it be more intrusive? Can you imagine? And they could have done other things if they were going to do this. You know, it's like the whole GPS thing. They could have used the GPS tracking devices for the laptops, and they wouldn't have had to be in this situation where the FBI is looking into the school district for wiretapping and computer use violations. I mean, these are some pretty wild allegations, and these are cyber crimes that they're facing. So if they're focusing on that and they figure that somebody committed some crime, somebody's going to go down for this. I don't think they thought this through at all. That's why I say this is one of the biggest blunders, period, when it comes to schools that I've ever heard of. And they've done this before. They've done it for, I guess, 2 years or some such thing. So that means they're completely open for anyone deciding they're going to follow along with the lawsuits and jump in on this. And they could do the call home thing, the GPS thing, whatever. They could have used other tracking software, and they wouldn't have this problem with the privacy concerns. But because they went in this direction, I don't see how you could say this isn't intrusive. And somebody or a lot of people are going to go down in the case of these laptops. Now it's going to become an ACLU deal because they've jumped into the case as of Monday. They're filing a friend of the court brief in support of the student who filed the lawsuit, arguing about the secret webcam activation. And by doing that in a home, it is an illegal search. And I still, the part that I keep going back to is how could you, in your right mind, if I'm the principal of a school and somebody brings this idea to me and we're having meetings and we're talking about, because they would have to do that. They have to come up with a budget. Apple issues these laptops. They knew that they had these technology people. How could this not be discussed in a serious way where somebody at the table, anybody, whoever, the superintendent, principals, whatever, says, you know what, this could be one of these invasion of privacy things because it's off the campus and going home with the kids. I bet you if I asked every single one of you that question in this audience, all of you would come up with the same answer. Geez, doesn't that trip up privacy? And so these are the people that are educating the students in this upper crust area of Philadelphia. They can defend it all they want, but they know they're in serious, serious trouble here. And here's one of the strangest stories, I think, on the day that I happened to come across. You know, people are just losing their temper right and left. And there was a guy that actually was sent to the hospital after a fight breaks out at Chuck E. Cheese. You have so many kids. I don't care where the Chuck E. Cheese is. That's a kid place. You have really little kids that go to Chuck E. Cheese. And this was early in the evening. It was in Toledo, Ohio. A man with a gun and shots fired. So they arrive and they see leaving the Chuck E. Cheese in an SUV, a guy with a woman and a kid. A fight erupts between a couple of people in the restaurant, and then somebody pulls out a gun and both of them run from the restaurant, jump into the parking lot. When they hear the gunshot, two of the people involved in the fight. I mean, what are you thinking with little kids doing that? What are you thinking pulling out the gun in the middle of Chuck E. Cheese? This just fuels the fire. More ammunition, if you will, pardon the pun, for the people who are against guns, who are against you, yes, you, your decision to be able to carry a gun. Dummy. Stay with us.
That escalated quickly.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com.
Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In a few minutes, we're going to go to the mailbag. For some reason, you know, it's like my personal mail. I always forget to check the mail. I mean, I read what you send to me, but when I think about it on the air, we could have done the mail segment. I truly appreciate all of the emails that I get from you. So well thought out. For the most part, this is an incredible audience. Whether you find me here and there or whatever, there's some of the opinions, some of the best opinions along with the calls. Man, I'm telling you, it's on the email. So we will go to the mailbag in just a second here. But first, we've got news you can abuse, and some of this stuff is too good to pass up. So I thought we would hit that. We need a few laughs here, right? So heavy, all the stuff we're always talking about. Hey, we're alive. We're breathing. We need to get a laugh or two. So maybe you'll get a laugh out of some of this stuff. We go to Virginia. And whether it's grabbing something to eat or picking up a magazine, they aren't the only options for passengers who are waiting for a flight at a Washington area airport. Check this out. Travelers now can get a swine flu shot. Boo. While they wait, state and local health officials are giving free H1N1. Is that still around? Vax at the Dulles International Airport in Northern Virginia. Officials say about 200 people a day are getting the shots. Are these people crazy? we've had so many people on that say, do you really realize what you're getting in the shots? And then you hear about some of the reactions to people. Now, granted, it wasn't anything like 70 in the 70s when we talked about some of the horrible things that happened to people as a result of that. But swine flu, where has the swine flu gone in the first place? And then also, there's just something about being in an airport. Think of the travel, the things that go in and out of the airport, and you're lining up for vaccination. Call me crazy, but I don't. If I was getting vaccinated for anything, I'm sorry, it wouldn't be at the airport. Let's go to Michigan. Twinkie cheese dogs could be part of the seventh inning stretch at a Michigan minor league ballpark. Minor league ballparks rule. When I was really into baseball, I mean, I was sick ODing on baseball. I don't mean sick, but I just love baseball. I'd even go to minor league games, and some of the things they did at the minor league games were so fun. Anyway, officials of the West Michigan Whitecaps are asking fans to vote on new concession stands, what they're offering. One possibility is this Twinkie cheese dog. It's a hot dog stuck in a Twinkie covered with cheese. Last year's brutal diet buster was the 4-pound, 4,800-calorie fifth third burger. That's just ridiculous. You know how many calories that is? Think of most people, if they're trying to watch their waistline, 1,200 to 1,600 calories a day. You'd blow everything for a couple of days on this burger. How many miles? I'd have to do like a marathon to burn all that off. Here's another one for you. Lots of Penn State students probably have some pretty banged up feet. Check this out. More than 700 students danced the night away and then some. They raised a record. I love this. $7.8 million. That's huge. For a dance marathon. It was a 46-hour event. They did it, wrapped it up on Sunday. They stayed on their feet to raise the money for the Four Diamonds Fund. It's for pediatric cancer research. Organizers of that dance marathon say it is the largest student-run charity in the world. It's got to be. $7.8 million? Boy, they have some good people donating some bucks there, because that's an incredible sum. You know, people are usually happy if they get a check for, or if they get enough collected for a couple of thousand here and there. Granted, it's a big school, but that is a lot of money. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. And this one is from Matt, not to be confused with our own fabulous technical director, Matt Johnson. This is a different Matt. Matt emails us and says, because there is, he's talking about Kentucky, why Kentucky scored low. I was talking last week about cities and areas of where to live, and Kentucky was lower on the list. And he says, because there's nothing to do here unless you drink moonshine and start seeing aliens, then this state is so boring. I'd move away right now if I didn't like my job at the local airport so much. And no, I don't drink any moonshine. Ooh, where's Stu in Kentucky when you need him, listening to those words? Matt, I'm going to say that a bunch of guys from Kentucky might disagree with you. We'll see. We move on to Jeff, and Jeff says, hey, Kate, love the show. What do you think is going to happen on Thursday? Will we actually see some fireworks on C-SPAN, or will we fall asleep in the first couple of minutes? I don't know. When you see C-SPAN, you know, it goes on and on and on and on. And sometimes with all the political stuff that happens, it is boring. And then the highlight reel is so intermittent. I think this is going to be a highlight reel, because you're going to – this is an event that's supposed to be bipartisan, and you're talking about a hot issue like health care, and now the president unveiling this plan that is pretty much the same thing that we've heard all along, all the way down, except for adding the rollbacks and the feds regulating insurance rates. I think we will see some fireworks, Jeff. It might be worth checking in on it. We'll have it regardless that night on America Tonight. From Jenna. America Tonight is an interesting show. I love it when you say zig and zag all over the place. And I'm wondering if you'll do more sports. I like it when you do sports. Well, thanks for that. And my background is news and sports. And, yeah, we do some sports on the show. Maybe we'll beef it up with some more and mix it in between. We had a lot of fun doing the Nail the Score thing. And March Madness is coming up, so we'll roll that out again. where people can guess on the March Madness games. Always a fun time of year. Plus, you know, you have spring training in baseball, and I like baseball, so that's fun. But there's kind of a weird hangover that I think you feel when you get out of the football season. And maybe it's because we're all bruised because our teams didn't do what we wanted them to do, or we just watched so much football, and now where you normally would have that built-in thing, it's gone away. Do you feel like you – well, of course, Matt – with the Minnesota Vikings, it was kind of a weird season, and it was and for you, it had to be a letdown. So it had to be a weird feeling after the football season, anyway, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's I don't know, been kind of a gut wrenching thing watching the Super Bowl and the Saints celebrate, and all the stories about Drew Brees and all that other stuff. So, kind of took myself out of the football loop for a while.
Yeah, and my Eagles got beat up, but they were beat up pretty much from the beginning. I didn't expect them to go very far, so I didn't have high hopes heading into the season, let's say. But I guess, you know, it's interesting, too. LaDainian Tomlinson not going to be back with San Diego.
Yeah, but I think he's going to latch onto a team that, I don't know, I've heard rumors of, what was I reading? I think of the Colts, maybe.
He wouldn't be a bad fit for the Colts.
Some team that has a chance to win it,
mm-hmm.
that he could get a ring with and kind of shove it in San Diego's face. Not the town, but the A.J. Smith.
Yeah, after being there for 9 years, and plus just the records and things that he set, and even through the injuries, how he stuck it out behind that team with all the things that went on in San Diego, I agree. It'd be great to see him do that.
Yeah, definitely. He's one of my favorite players for a while.
Oh, I love him. Yeah, I said this before, when I was doing a show in Dallas, he used to come on my show all the time when he was at TCU, and he was, he was just great to interview. He was so excited about the game, and if you have ever seen any stories about him, he carried that over, I think, in San Diego. He was just worked out like nobody's business, trying to get himself back into contention, absolutely. All right, let's roll on to the birthdays. We have a few I think you'll recognize.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
I need to come up with a new line for that because you guys are hammering me, speaking of the email, on the vague birthdays. All right, Michael Dell. Does anyone have a Dell computer? You know who he is. He's the Dell CEO founder, right? He was 19 years old in his dorm room when he came up with the idea. He turns 45. How about Dakota Fanning? You know her from the movie. 16 years old. I Am Sam. She was only 7 years old then. You know who she is. All right, I'm going to give you one more. Patricia Richardson, 59 years old. Tim Allen's wife, Jill, on Home Improvement. We nailed it. Lean in close if you got a birthday and you're blowing out those candles.
Okay, show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it.
Top.
One, two, three. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.